I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the streets. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. Things have got to change.
How many stations is this going?
You've got to get mad.
67. I know it goes to ruin the land.
Hey, we're not going to take this anymore. Then we'll figure out what to do about the depression and the inflation and the oil crisis. But first, get up out of your chairs, open the window, stick your...
Most of the Rockies are on the air, folks. Most of the Rockies are on the air. Turn the radio on. Turn the radio on. Turn the radio on.
The world needs.
Don't panic, mother, don't panic, don't panic.
One day after finishing school, I was called to a little church down in Montgomery, Alabama. I started preaching there. Things were going well in that church. It was a marvelous experience. One day, a year later, a lady by the name of Rosa Parks decided that she wasn't gonna take it any longer. She stayed on a bus seat. You may not remember it because it's way back now, several years. It was the beginning of a movement. Thank you. finishing school, I was called to a little church down in Montgomery, Alabama. I started preaching there. Things were going well in that church. It was a marvelous experience. One day, a year later, a lady by the name of Rosa Parks decided that she wanted to take it any longer.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
You may not remember it because it's way back now, several years. It was the beginning of a movement.
Sides of buildings everywhere. Have you seen this?
Mr. Cole.
Have you seen this?
James, now, do me a favor. Why don't you show him around, tell him the TV rules, show him the games and stuff, okay?
How much you gonna pay me? How much? I'd be doing your job.
$5,000, my man. That enough?
$5,000?
I'll wire check your account as usual.
$5,000. $5,000.
$5,000?
I'll give him the deluxe mental hospital treatment.
My man.
Kid around, make him feel good.
Yeah,
you're the prisoners. No, you're the guards.
Now you got it.
Okay. It's all in good fun. Here's some games here, and there's a... Get out! He was in my chair. Games. Here's some games. Games I want to get out. See? More games. games, they vegetize it.
Why are you looking at this?
If you play the games, you're voluntarily taking a tranquilizer. I guess they give you some drugs, huh?
Drugs!
What they give you? Drugs? Haldol? How much? How much? Only drugs. No the dose. Elementary. Telephone. That's communication with the outside world, doctor. Scratch it. Hey. All of these nuts could just make phone calls. They could spread insanity oozing through telephone cables, oozing to the ears of all these poor, sane people, infecting them. Wackos everywhere, plague of madness.
Come on, let's go.
In fact, very few of us here are actually mentally ill. I'm not saying you're not mentally ill. For all I know, you're crazy as a loon. But that's not why you're here. That's not why you're here. That's not why you're here. You're here because of the system. There's the television. It's all right there. All right there. Look, listen, Neil, Fred. Commercials.
Let's go. Come on, let's go.
Doing your job.
$5,000, my man. Is that enough?
$5,000?
Why I check your account as usual?
$5,000. $5,000.
$5,000?
I'll give him the deluxe mental hospital treatment.
My man.
Get around, makes him feel good. Hey, you're the prisoners. No, you're the guards.
Now you got it.
Okay. It's all in good fun. Here's some games here.
Comes up to Ontario.
Get out!
Just half in the street lanes will be joined with one in the state, but just over the border there, the last few miles will open.
Games,
and
that's games.
Also falls 69.
Here's some games.
And I've been there for 100 years.
See?
But the new project now is being built away from the public the population zones and along the coast. And again, as the temperatures, we're seeing the melting of the caps of the earth and whatnot, it's exceeded miles and miles. I mean, it's not just a little change, it's a huge change.
That's communication with the outside world, doctor's discretion.
And so there is definition to a global changing, and it's not really so much from the pollution, but from natural effects.
It's from the spring. I mean, Hellier, who did the hydrogen bomb, talked about doing this back in the 1950s. He said if we spray the skies enough with aluminum oxide, barium, and other metallic particles, we can.
Crazy as a loon. But that's not why you're here. That's not why you're here. That's not why you're here. Here because of the system.
Causing the war.
There's the television. It's all right there.
She had this fake debate, and they actually gave it a title which was meant to swing you immediately. It's from the title of the show. This is your national television station for Canada, government run, and it was called the Global Warming Deniers. That had already swung. So what they did was, so you had a debate between two sides, the pros and the guys against the global warming theory, but none of them, including the media, mentioned the fact of the spraying.
Well, they load the television broadcast without people like yourself or myself that would actually bring out, we have like U.S. Title 50, Section 1520 legalizes chemtrails. Well, then how come we don't know about it, or why we're now not informed about it? And that was something I brought out in that meeting the other day. And as I was able to throw those numbers out, some people can pull them up and will verify that, there's a lot. And then why aren't we informed about it?
Well, it was signed into treaty. The U.S. signed a treaty, so did Canada, so did every country except China and Switzerland. And that was a treaty signed about 5-6 years ago to do with this airspace thing, to do with airspace over your country. They didn't explain exactly what it meant, but that's what it was. Foreign pilots could not fly your military aircraft across your skies.
Right.
And that's what it was. Stop praying to a new God. They say the devil's got a new job.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Peter Mansbridge. It can be famous for a day. From shore to shore, a big department store. There's all that's left of the American way. It's another sitting coming later tonight. Yeah, oh yeah. Well, it's another sitting coming later tonight. You better start praying to a new God. Start praying, praying to a new God. Start praying to a new God. Start praying, what are you afraid of? What?
Why do you think they're only in Jerusalem?
This is October, right? In the street outside. What year is this?
What year do you think it is?
1996.
What's the future, James? Do you think you're living in the future?
I go in, I order a burger, this fast food joint, the guy, he drops it on the floor. Jim, he picks it up, he wipes it off, he hands it to me like it's all okay. What about the germs, I said? He said, I don't believe in germs. Germs are just a plot they made up so they can sell you disinfectants and soaps. Now, he's crazy, right? See?
I've never seen you like this before. So please stop being so defensive. This isn't an inquisition.
Thank you. We'll be right back. Thank you. Bye. They say you loved and live romance. Another day to prove it's true. The time has come for me and you. In the middle of the day, when the sun is shining down, I hold my head up high and I look at love around. There are people walking by, trying to find their way on a quest for harmony. So take my hand and follow me. Only true love can set me free. Yeah, hurry, don't be late. Don't make this love wait. Hurry, hurry, don't be late. Don't make this love wait. Time for me and you. The pieces of a dream so suddenly come true and sweetly change your point of view. Cause here I am, all for you. I played my hand, please play yours too. Hurry, hurry, don't be late. Don't make this love wait. Hurry, hurry, don't be late. Don't make this.
In 1936, the Nazis introduced the Olympic torch relay to the world.
Sieg Heil! Sieg Heil!
Wake up!
Since then, the Olympics have acted as a fascist Trojan horse, masquerading as an international sporting event, but benefiting the military-industrial complex, sucking billions of taxpayer dollars from host cities, displacing the homeless, criminalizing the poor, devastating the environment, and stealing indigenous lands. In 2010, the Olympic spectacle descends upon Vancouver. But a vibrant movement has been resisting these games, disrupting the torch relay all over Canada, educating the public about this corporate sham, and organizing a massive anti-Olympic mobilization. This February 10th to the 15th, all roads lead to Vancouver. The Olympic Resistance Network calls on all anti-capitalist, indigenous, housing rights, labor, migrant justice, environmental, anti-war, community-loving, anti-poverty, civil libertarian, and anti-colonial activists to come together to confront this two-week circus and the oppression it represents. Visit the following